Good morning. A large ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, remains in control across the region. As a result, today we'll have another hot and increasingly more humid afternoon, with temperatures soaring back through the 70s and 80s, and most interior sections will be in the lower 90s this afternoon. Dew points have been comfortable in the 50s, but will now creep into the lower 60s, which will make it feel a bit sticky through the afternoon hours, and a few scattered puffy cumulus clouds will develop by the end of the day. This is out ahead of the next cold front, which is currently making its way through the Midwest. During the day today, that front will move through the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley. On its approach, showers and thunderstorms will become strong, mainly in western New York. However, after dark tonight, as the storms make a run at us along with the cold front, most of the instability in the air will wane, and it looks like the storms will be below severe limits. Nonetheless, they will be moving through during the overnight period. So we'll keep showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for the night tonight. Temperatures will dip back into the lower 60s. Most of the storms will be gone and to the east as we get into the early morning period tomorrow. So this will set us up for a good-looking Tuesday with high pressure building in and on the other side of the front, cooler and drier air flowing in. Still, high temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower 80s, but much lower humidity and that west-northwest breeze. Even 70s will show up here on Wednesday as we continue to see high pressure dominate with a fair amount of sunshine mixing with clouds, and that'll last into Wednesday night. Another disturbance will head through the Midwest and Great Lakes and arrive here on Thursday. This will bring an increasing chance of showers to our region, especially across the southern tier of New York, the Catskills, and the lower Hudson Valley. This should depart Thursday night and set us up for a dry Friday and dry weather with a warming trend into the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northern Missouri through a large part of central Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, far southeast lower Michigan, into western and northern Pennsylvania, and western and northern New York. An increase in westerly low-level winds across lower Michigan and from the mid-Mississippi through the Ohio valleys will result in a moistening of the warm sector into this afternoon and early evening. The increase in moisture and strong above-normal surface heating should result in strong instability today. Even greater instability will be possible with westward extent from the lower Ohio valley to northern Missouri and northeastern Kansas, where dew points will be even higher. Cooler air moving in above the warm sector by late afternoon and strengthening deep layer shear suggest organized storm development should be expected as the cold front encounters the strongly unstable air mass. Locally, strong wind gusts and hail will be the primary threats as the cold front moves south through the Ohio Valley into the evening and becomes stationary across northern Missouri. And record-breaking dangerous heat will continue today across parts of the southwest, especially in the deserts where temperatures of 120 degrees will be possible again. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 4 has formed in the Bay of Campeche and is located about 110 miles east-southeast of Tuxpan, Mexico. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some slight strengthening is forecast, and the depression could become a tropical storm before it makes landfall in Mexico later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 52 degrees with a west wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy, 64 degrees, the dew point 56. 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Glendale and Yuma, both in Arizona, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 75, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 12.71 inches for the year, which is 4.52 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1953. And the record low, 43, in 1918. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, hot, and a bit humid today with highs near 90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, hot, and a bit humid today with highs right around 90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with high temperatures right around 90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and a bit humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity, lower 80s. Mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with low humidity, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Thursday in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, back to the lower 80s Friday. And mostly sunny and a bit more humidity over the weekend with highs climbing into the middle and upper 80s for Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.